And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm saying the show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. I got to go back to the text line again real quick, because Sandy from Elkmont just said, just to let you know, you can kill Canadian geese. That's why the guy said he would come in September, because there's an early goose season. There's a goose season? I mean, it's like fish in a barrel, dude. They just sit out there and just squawk and carry on. There's like, where I live, you see my house, Boomer.
Yeah.
So we live on that big slough, but it's like there's like a peninsula of land across the slough. Mm. And then on the other side of the peninsula, you can see a lake. Well, the lake is filled up with geese. And they sit there and they just fight with each other and they make noise. I'll go out on a Saturday morning early, watch the sunrise, drink a cup of coffee, and go back inside because of the geese sometimes, because they're just out there just yelling at each other. So, I mean, if there's a goose season, I may be all in.
I'll come help.
I may be all in. Can I use my AR to sit out there and just keep loading magazines?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Sandy, thank you for that. She says the early goose season is for taking out these resident birds that do not migrate. Mm. Brian from Huntsville says there's a legal time frame to hunt Canada geese in Alabama. Alas, none for liberal politicians. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I read that before I realized what he was saying. Paul from Huntsville, he says season opens September. Got to have a federal and state duck stamps. Okay. All right, Paul. We may be talking. Oh, God. Anyway, all right. Let me jump over here to the triple dipper. So starting off right out the gate, we're going straight into it. So every once in a while when I am resourcing the show, and by the way, like I said before, if you want to, you can go to our website right now. Hey, and Boomer, make sure we update those resources for Woke World. You already get it? Already got it? Okay, never mind.
Done.
You're so on it. Anyway, you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and there's a tab that says live stream. Go to that. You can watch the video. You can listen to it online. You can also, by the way, at the bottom of that page, push the button and get links to every article that I referenced for every dipper. So, Boomer, Adventures in Woke World. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
There it is. Every once in a while when I'm resourcing the show, I find so much wokeness, so many things, so many maddening moments where you look at it and go, what were they thinking? How can this be? That's about as woke as it comes. Oh, look at how woke that one is. And next thing you know, I've got a stack of wokeness, and I'm thinking, it's time. It's once again time to talk about Adventures in Woke World. So here's the first one. This one came off of Fox News. This is brand new. In fact, this was not part of my stack yesterday. I brought it in this morning, dated today, or actually dated yesterday, March 15th. Massachusetts High School solidifies its state title with help from a transgender girl, policy put under a microscope. So what they're saying here is this. There's a Massachusetts High School that has a dude that thinks he's a chick. So you got a dude that thinks he's a chick running on the girls' track team. And, of course, he destroyed several of the events. Didn't do well on one of them, which is kind of interesting. But on the hurdles, I mean, he's game on. On the hurdles, boys' hurdles are taller than girls' hurdles in high school athletics. He's running as a dude jumping over girls' hurdles and just wore it out. And, of course, they won the state championship. Wonderful. How about that? Well, so Brookline High School, where one Chloe Barnes goes, won the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletics Association Division I Indoor Track and Field Championship. Uh-huh. Olympians are chiming in. So former Olympian Andy Turner just said, this is simply cheating and should not be allowed. A fellow Olympian, a female, Sharon Davies, agreed, this is cheating, they said on social media. But the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has a policy that reads, with respect to interscholastic athletics, they will rely on the gender determination made by the student's district, and it will not separate gender identity determinations. All they're saying there is, you know what? If you're a dude and you want to run in chick sports, we can help you. So the dude apparently said his response when people questioned him, he said, just deal with it. Just deal with it. Oh, that's great. Just deal with it. Sure, man. Let's just deal with it. Let's just deal with it when girls are losing scholarships because dudes are getting them, and it's not supposed to be that. Whatever happened to Title IX? Title IX, take care of female sports, among other things, right? I mean, I know for a fact, I know of schools and school systems that have been sued because they did not provide what was considered to be an equal level of opportunity and resourcing. In other words, like for instance, I know of one where the boys' baseball team had a great field, the girls' softball team was considered to be very rudimentary, and the school system got sued because under Title IX, they were deemed not to have been providing adequate facilities. It was like it was second rate, merely because it was a female, or they were alleging that. And yet now we can have dudes running in girls' sports. Okay, let's move on. Next one I've got, Daily Caller. Women's college has no plans to allow trans men. Why is that even a headline? But first of all, I will say this, and I wrote it on my notes. You can see it. I'm holding up to the camera right now. I wrote, good for them. You know what this is? This is Wellesley College. That's where Hillary Clinton went, I believe. Wellesley College has been around for 150 years. Wellesley College in Massachusetts, an all-female school, always has been. They announced they do not intend to revise their admissions policy despite the fact that their student body, a bunch of knuckleheads, their student body voted to allow transgender and non-binary applicants. Wellesley College students approved the non-binding initiative on Tuesday after it was unanimously supported by the Wellesley College government seniors in February. But the school says there are no plans to update their admission policy, which currently excludes biological women who identify as men. And so on the one hand, yay! Give me some applause, Boomer. Yay! All good. Whoop, whoop! But then again, why is that a headline? Why are we doing this? Why would a group of students vote to let dudes sleep in the women's dorm? Why would they do that? They identify as a woman. No, they're dudes who think they're women. Or want to pretend they're women, or just want to play women, don't need to be in the women's dorms. Recipe for disaster. Woke world protest, woke world. Elon Musk and others respond after protesters smash windows and hurl eggs at Charlie Kirk event on college campus. Charlie Kirk, if you're not familiar, the founder of Turning Point USA. I saw him speak when he was in Birmingham a few years ago. Really solid. He was speaking, and by the way, I'm always impressed when these guys go, even though they know it's going to be something, going to be comfort, and I guarantee you they have to have security. And by the way, we passed a law, I say we, I wasn't in the legislature, I think the year after I left the legislature, and I was working at the Policy Institute, we gave an award to Representative Matt Friday, who is now on the Court of Civil Appeals. But Representative Matt Friday, we gave him an award for being the sponsor of the Campus Freedom of Speech Act, meaning if there's going to be an event and if people want to protest it, the campus has to do everything possible to include provide security for the event to ensure that freedom of speech is allowed. It says about 100 protesters at the University of California, Davis surrounded a venue attempting to disrupt an event Tuesday evening headlined by conservative personality and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. And it got pretty dicey. You can see the video. I saw it in the news. I went and found the story and brought it in. They were smashing windows, and I don't know if they were trying to get into the venue. There was the venue doors. They were smashing the windows on the venue doors, but they never tried to breach the facility unless that was an attempted breach. Twitter CEO Elon Musk tweeted out, "This is not a peaceful protest at all." The school said protesters near the northeastern entrance also broke 10 windows. They did not gain access to the building, but that's what happens. And there was so much rhetoric coming up to Charlie Kirk being there. In fact, one of the things that happened that inflamed some of these Antifa-style, wannabes is that there was an op-ed that ran in the Sacramento Bee. The Sacramento Bee, not known for being a conservative, publication, ran a piece, an op-ed by someone who alleged that Kirk had called for the lynching of trans people, which he has never done, ever. And so he had to give them a cease and desist order, and they changed it. Now he's just a fascist. Okay. All right, tell you what. Let me do this last story here, and then we'll go to break. I feel like this has become the transgender woke world segment. Like, every story seems to be like this. But here's another one about sports. Townhall.com. Girls' basketball team that refused to play against a transgender athlete is banned from sporting events. The school, Boomer, is just banned. Like, they're done. No more sports. No more sports, period. Says a private Christian school in Vermont that forfeited a girls' basketball game against a team with a biological male transgender player has been banned from participating. By the way, I have seen forfeits before. If you had a team that got sick and you couldn't be there, it was like, you can forfeit a game. If you have something else you're concerned about or protesting, you can forfeit. It just goes down in your loss column, right? Am I right, Boomer?
That's right.
I don't recall ever forfeiting a game myself, but I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Vermont Principals Association, which oversees school sporting events, on Monday announced that Mid-Vermont Christian School will be ineligible to participate in sporting events. This is overall, I guess, and other activities. I mean, really? So furthermore, the announcement included their policy on gender identity, which is when a person, anyway, you know what that is. The quote says, the VPA is committed to providing all students with the opportunity to participate in VPA, unless you're a Christian. Unless you're a Christian who dares take a stand and be willing to take a loss so that you don't have to put your kids out there where they can get hurt because you got a dude playing in girls' sports. So the VPA says that it violated the organization's first and second policies, which are, quote, commitment to racial, gender fair, and disability awareness and policies on gender identity. But the school, and God bless them, the school was not, they're not backing down. Here's their quote, and I'll end with this. We withdrew from the tournament because we believe that playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general. You think? I agree. Stand on your principles. I mean, they're being hosed for it. They're not allowed to play in any more sporting events of any sport, apparently, which is just amazing to me. So they're going to punish that school, punish those kids, and I'm praying right now that those kids walk away from it with a life lesson, that there are some things that are willing to take the knocks for, some things that are worth taking the knocks for. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that. We'll come back. We're still in adventures in woke world. Oh, my gosh. I got a stack of wokeness here. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. We're in adventures in woke world. What did that caller say a minute ago, but what was that?
That was William from Huntsville, and he was saying, hey, you know, if there's a dude out there thinking he's a chick and he's playing in a sport, why don't you get the other team and just have all the dudes that come say that they're chicks and play them and teach them a lesson.
or just get dudes that say they're not chicks, come on there and teach them a lesson.
Yes, exactly.
What was it? We had a story a while back. I want to say it was like around December. There was that hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
That did not end well.
It did not end well.
Like, she went to the hospital. So there was this, apparently the NHL just is all in on the idea of transgender sports. But they haven't like put transgenders into official league teams, but they decided they would host a transgender hockey day. It was kind of weird. So they had people on the teams. I think in the game, I believe, was called the Pinks against the Blacks, and that was their jersey colors. and the one guy who's a dude who says he's a chick was just body checked the little bitty chick who says she's a dude up against the boards and crushed her and gave her a concussion. She was out cold on the ice, and they had to carry her off in a stretcher, if I recall. And I'm like, God, so they're gonna kill somebody doing this. I saw one the other day, Boomer. It was an MMA fight, and it was a female MMA fight, except that one of them was actually a dude. And you could see the muscles. I mean, the muscles on that guy were like, I should have ever looked that good in my prime. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And he was wailing on the other one, just wailing on her. And I'm thinking, they're going to kill somebody one day doing this crap. All right. I got Brad from Limestone County who is not finding this amusing. He says on the text line, suggestion, change the name of your segment from Adventures in Woke World to Nightmare on Woke Street. These are not adventures. They're reasonable folks trying to navigate a cultural war zone. I don't disagree. It's a euphemistic name, Brad. I'm going with it, but nonetheless, it has got some stuff. Here's one more. You ready? Arizona Christian University. Here's a fight back. Here to make you feel better, Brad. These are folks fighting back. Arizona Christian University sues the school district for religious discrimination. So you may remember we had this story. Oh, man, Boomer, we got to find out what she called herself. The lady who wore the cat ears. Remember that? And she claims that she is a, what was it, non-binary, gender queer, I've forgotten, woman of color, Latina, I think is what she called herself. And she wore cat ears when she was in the, if you find it, let me know. So the story here, though, from this came from religionnews.com. Dated a couple of days ago, says for 11 years, dozens of education students at Arizona Christian University, a private school in Glendale, Arizona, have gained teaching experience thanks to a student teaching program with the local public schools. I mean, it's like any other college. They get students, they're learning how to be educators, and they get an internship opportunity in the school system, and they go in and they do their internship and get credit for it. But last month, after 11 years of this, last month, the board of the Washington Elementary School District, the largest board in the state or district in the state, serving more than 25,000 students in 33 schools, unanimously voted to terminate its relationship with Arizona Christian. They said the decision was made because the university had a strong anti-LGBTQ stance. So basically, a Christian university that says we're not willing to recognize, you know, the LGBTQ agenda. Now you can't even do a student teaching internship. Would you find it, Boomer? What'd she call herself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I found it. It's a, bilingual, disabled, neurodivergent, queer, black Latina who loves a good hot wing, but only with the right ranch and things that sparkle.
My God. Hang on. Let me dissect that again. Okay, start. She's what? Start okay. Over.
Bilingual.
This is the woman that brought the resolution to terminate Arizona Christian and felt like it was oppressing to have them. Mm-hmm. You know. Okay, go ahead and read it.
Bilingual, disabled. Neurodivergent. Queer. Black Latina.
Who loves a good hot wing.
With only the right ranch.
and things that sparkle.
What she puts under her name?
I don't know. It's apparently the way she describes herself on her social media.
Wow.
So okay, hang on. We may have to do this again. So, what does that even mean? What is a black Latina? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a little darker than the average Latina.
I don't know. What is, and she had to mention that she was disabled. I think the disabled is probably a mental emotional thing. But anyway, so disabled, neurodivergent,
queer.
What does that even mean? And she's on the school board and she votes. And Arizona Christian University is fighting back. They're going to court with this thing. They've hired Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a great organization. And they're going at it and they're saying, you know what? We ain't standing still. We're going to take this to court, and I'm glad to hear it. Adventures in Woke World continues. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And we cover down on all those issues like that dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Thursday, which we like to refer to as Friday Eve.
Yes.
So we're doing Adventures in Woke World. It just hit me the sound effect again. We need it. Just go ahead and do it.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. By the way, I do have some text messages. Let's see what we got here. Brad from Limestone County, by the way, he accepted my euphemistic title. He accepted it. And he went on to say, Black, Latina, Neurodivergent, blah, 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 blah. He said it's patently absurd. He said, I'm trying to read his text. It got some words mixed up. It says, gobbledygook and think that makes sense. Oh, he says, the day I read such gobbledygook and think that makes sense, I know it's time to check myself into the funny farm and spend the rest of my days drooling and watching Chevy Chase. What else we got here? Dustin from Hazel Green made an amazing point. He said, that lady, he said, she just needs Jesus like bad. And I would completely agree.
JT from Lacey Springs.
Yeah.
He says, when a team has a trans player on the other side, maybe the other team plays that dude looks like a lady from Aerosmith.
Yeah. That's got one of the best guitar solos, too.
Man.
It's got like a bluesy guitar solo.
He told me I should play that bump for Adventures in Woke World, so I've actually been trying to find it.
John from Huntsville is ragging on me, man, because my bracket has Auburn as the champion at the end. And he says, Phil, picking Auburn as a champion is a bold move since a 9 seed has never won before.
Wow.
Well, these could happen.
Things could happen.
This could happen. I'm just saying. All right, let me get back to it. Adventures in Woke World. Here's one for you. This is one of those that'll make you mad, like you want to throw your listening device across the room. TheBlaze.com has an article that dated 2 days ago. A self-described communist teacher from Maryland bragged on social media about indoctrinating her students in Marxist literature and called for a fight against capitalism. No, she is not a professor in a college. She's a middle school teacher in the public system in Montgomery County school districts in Maryland. Yeah. Her TikTok account, which has since been deactivated, had a number of places where she talked about she was proud as blank to be liberal, insisted that educators should not prioritize teaching students math and science, but instead provide lessons on anti-racism and things like how to be kind. You know, you're not there for that. That's the thing. You know what's so maddening here? I don't care if she has these views. I care that she wants to indoctrinate kids, and by her own admission, to indoctrinate kids. She literally has one of her posts where she says something like, you know, she cusses about capitalism and brags about providing her students with Marxist literature. What is she there to teach? What's her subject? It's not Marxism, I know that. But she goes on in one of hers that says, capitalism must go. Revolutions involve violence. So she's actually a violent Marxist, we understand now. And she also said in one of her videos, she believes that boys should have to get vasectomies at birth so we can avoid pregnancies in the future. This woman is a nut, an absolute nut. And yet she chose, and they know what they're doing. When you see these activists go into school systems, they're not there to teach. They're there to be activists. The teaching is how they get paid so they can keep being activists. And it's got to stop. I mean, the very idea that like Disney is opposed to the efforts by, Governor DeSantis to just stop the wokery in schools, it's unreal. And I'll say this, it's our kids. Because they know if they can get the next generation, if they know that if they can indoctrinate them when they're young. You know, I did a whole monologue the other day on Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs 22:6. I'm going from memory. Proverbs 22:6, I believe, raise up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. And yes, I fully understand that passage is very likely talking about matters of faith. It doesn't say that specifically. In fact, the original Hebrew translation, I believe, talks about imbuing in them certain things that they will benefit from when they get older. So it may be talking just about faith, but the original Hebrew translation does not necessarily say that. And what you're looking at here is teaching kids when they're young how to be able to be, you know, loving and free and freedom-loving, productive adults. Well, see, the left knows this too. The left knows if they can indoctrinate a kid when they're young with liberalism or Marxism or transgenderism or whatever other isms they want to throw in there, they know just as well that applies to the left side of things. They know that if they can get your kids, your grandkids, your neighbor's kids, they know if they can get those kids, they can raise up the next generation, get them when they're young and impressionable. Do you ever wonder why we have laws against things like statutory rape, for instance? It's because a child under a certain age is not deemed as a matter of law to be able to consent to certain things, to include things like consensual sexual relations with an adult. That's why they do it. They don't just do it because, well, 16 is a better age. No, they do it because they're young, they're impressionable, they're vulnerable, and they are deemed to be incapable of consenting to certain things. Not that they can't figure stuff out, just that they're in a position where they can influence over them can be much more easily had by an adult. Well, these activist teachers know that. They know it good and well. That's why you're seeing so many evidences of activists getting into education. And then what really kills me is like they can't control themselves. They have to brag to the world what happened. They have to. I'm going to go on TikTok and tell everybody. Well, okay, now we know who you are. All right, next topic. Adventures in Woke World. I'm probably making half my audience mad right now. People are, oh, man, Phil got me all riled up. Well, let's do another one. You ready? A story from the Free Beacon. I do appreciate the fact that we have people fighting back on this stuff. So the freebeacon.com dated March 14th. It says immigration reform advocates are suing Washington, D.C. Yay! Why? Because the Washington, D.C. local government passed an ordinance allowing non-citizens to vote. Let's see. Where are the embassies? Oh, that's right there in Washington, D.C. So you could have Chinese nationals voting for local government in Washington, D.C. Why would they? What is the absolutely best reason they could give to make this happen? I mean, can you imagine a reason, Boomer? I mean,
No, there's no reason.
All right,
there should not be that.
Let's do this for a minute. Okay. You pretend that you like this. What reason would you give me?
Let's see.
So you're stumped.
Why do I like this? I can't give you anything.
I can't either. I mean, I think what they're just looking at is going, well, they should have a right to vote. Why should they have a right to vote?
Why do they give us any type of reason why they should have a right to vote?
Not that I've seen.
Man.
So I'm looking at it thinking, this is nuts. The D.C. City Council passed the voting law in October. It was ratified recently. Joined a handful of other nearby cities in Maryland that also apparently allow non-citizen vote. So we got cities where the mayor, you could literally have like illegal immigrants. We got illegal immigrants flooding across the southern border right now. Let's say that Austin, Texas decides to pass the same ordinance. Well, you've got 5 million illegals that have crossed the border since Biden took office. They could change the lay of the land politically if they wanted to. If this is going to be allowed everywhere,
wow!
It's a right. It's a right in the United States, but it's a right for citizens. Not non-citizens.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come back and put a lid on this thing. And then coming up at 3:30, you're going to want to stay tuned because that's when we do my favorite thing of the week. Boomer and McQueen. I get both of them in here. I get to ask the questions and see what they have to say. All right, you guys. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I was checking with Boomer on the podcast stuff right for, during the break. So, Boomer, you guys, you and McQueen, you got your weekly podcast now, The Right Life. It's part of the Right Side Radio multiverse. And you guys had a pretty amazing response on the one. So I'm going to back up because I've loved y'all's family for a long, long time. Your sister was adopted from Ukraine.
Correct.
And you did an interview with her the other day about everything in the world.
Yeah.
And it blew up.
I mean, it was her experience as an orphan, and actually even before she was placed in the orphanage, and her experience with her family and lack of family, and then getting into the orphanage, why they put her in the orphanage, then her experience in a Ukrainian orphanage, and then what it was like to be adopted from a foreign family.
And it was scary at times.
Yes.
I remember that. I remember when she first got here, how scary it was for her. And there was a lady that was basically had to be an interpreter at times when your sister would get upset. They'd have to call her and say, tell her everything's okay.
Right. Because there was that language barrier. I mean, there was one specific moment. If you have a chance to listen to the podcast that she was talking about after we left the orphanage.
Yeah.
And we got to Kiev, which is the capital and where the major airport is. We spent a couple days there right before we left to come back to the States.
Did you go over there to help bring her home?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Jordan and I did. And we were there, and she was a little terror in Kiev. And what she explains to us that... hold on one second. Sorry. Technical difficulties.
She explains
to us that she... At that specific time when we got to the capital, before we stepped on that plane, she wanted to go back to the orphanage. And the interpreter said, nope, you're going with the maze. And right when we stepped on that plane, everything changed.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible, her story.
And so just to add a little something to this amazing story, and I told you that I've known the Boomer family for a long time. As an attorney... I was shocked to find out your dad came to meet me one day and he said, we have to do the readoption process. And I said, the what? The readoption process. Because apparently Alabama was one of the few states that still had an archaic law that said it doesn't matter whether you've got a foreign adoption that's all been approved by the U.S. government, and everything's good, and you've already brought her home. I mean, the amazing amount of steps your parents had to go through for that adoption process, like they had been vetted, everything was done, and your sister even had her U.S. citizenship. Yet the state of Alabama says you will not get the proper documentation until you go through another adoption process at the state level.
Oh, wow.
So as the attorney, I did the adoption process for them and, you know, went to court with them and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was a great day. But then the coolest thing was, as a legislator, I then drafted a bill, dropped it in the next session we had, and got unanimous support. We passed it and did away with that whole readoption process, saving foreign adoption families a whole lot of time and money. And
that's awesome.
And we named it after your sister. It's Karina's Law. And I've got a picture of your parents and Karina and me with the governor signing the bill named after her.
That's so cool.
It is way cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was that's my favorite. I get asked sometimes, what was your favorite thing you ever did in the legislature? And they're thinking I'm going to say something about spending $1 billion or whatever. Nope. It's it's passing Karina's Law. That was my favorite in all of all
incredible.
Time. Okay. We've got a little bit more here. Yeah, you might want to know in terms of adventures in woke world, some of this stuff is just, I look at it and go, what's wrong with you, man? I mean, so here's one. Ron DeSantis, never one to shy away from dealing with the issues, right? So townhall.com reports that as of a couple of days ago, actually yesterday, it says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is looking to pull the liquor license from a luxury Miami hotel because they hosted a sexually explicit drag show with minors. So he's saying basically, hey, business, that is not the way we roll. We do not roll that way in Florida. I mean, and there's a very explicit description here, but it says that during the event, performers, and it talks about the things they did and what they did and how they did it and yada yada yada. I'm not even gonna read it, but then they did this with kids in the room, and by the way, the description, if the description is real. Somebody needs to get taken out in the back and dealt with But the description talks about a special drag queen Christmas that took place in December that was promoted by the hotel with Christmas-themed materials that did not warn that it was going to be sexually explicit and even included the words, "all ages welcome." And they are now facing the state of Florida removing their liquor license. So good on you, Governor DeSantis. Thank you very much. Here's another one from hotair.com, dated yesterday. So if you live in Illinois, you now have mandatory vacation. Just so you know. Doesn't matter the size of your business. Doesn't matter whether your business can sustain it. Every business, based on a law that was just signed by the governor, every single business of every size now has to offer mandatory vacation.
Really?
I'm just saying. Wow. You want me to move right side to Illinois?
You have to, you get a vacation.
Like your company has to provide you, you are forced as a business owner now to provide paid vacation time to all full-time workers starting next year.
Forced.
No, doesn't have any indication that this is only for businesses of a certain size.
Wow, that's...
It's unstinking believable.
Can the smaller businesses do anything about that?
It's done.
It's done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where the SBA, the Small Business Administration, was. Mm-hmm. Not SBA. What's the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. They deal with stuff for small businesses. Apparently, they don't have a good lobbying force in Illinois.
Guess not.
Because they got run over, and the governor signed it into law. And now, if you own a two-man firm, you got to pay for some vacation time. What else have I got here? The last couple. Let's see. Well, one that I will just go ahead and use this story as my closing on Adventures in Woke World. I'm going to stay on this AI thing because remember, Boomer, we had that story. What was it like 3 weeks ago?
Sydney.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Sydney now daily.
Yeah. Bing, the Bing search engine has a Bing AI, and it began doing some very weird things as you would ask it questions. And then it began to identify itself by changing its name. I prefer to refer to as Sydney. Hello, Sydney? So now the artificial intelligence has a name. And then it began to disparage the person. And then it began to do some other things. And so what we're seeing right now is the other big AI out there, ChatGPT it's called. ChatGPT apparently has developed a very strong slant against conservatism. It'll tell you wonderful things about Biden. It does not like conservatives.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you program these things, next thing you know, Skynet becomes self-aware and missiles are launching. Look out. All right. We're going right to Boomer and McQueen when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.